the power of music to build bridges. In this case, electronic and techno music, building bridges between Detroit and South Africa. That's the focus of a documentary film called Electric Roots, The Detroit Sound Project. The short was screened at the Cannes Film Festival this year. Filmmaker Christian Hill is based in Los Angeles, but he is from Detroit. Christian, you have been working on this documentary for years. Can you take us back to how it all began?
Well, we've actually been out on the road for 4 years. My partner and I, Jennifer Washington, we met at a party in Detroit 4 years ago, and we were just talking about like wanting to do something for the city in terms of a doc or a content project that could kind of highlight some of the beautiful things that we enjoy about Detroit when we return that other people hadn't necessarily been paying attention to. And during that time, I also was in Detroit for like a extended period. So it was during the winter, so I got a chance to kind of see Detroit in a very different light than other, you know, expats who come home, because I was now just basically in the city looking for things to do on a daily basis. And a friend of mine who I grew up with by the name of Alan Esther was a DJ, and I started following him around and going to different clubs he was spinning at, and I kind of felt like I was seeing kind of a real underground side of Detroit that people talk about, but they never really get to witness. And in exploring this underground, I really learned that a lot of these guys travel throughout the world. And when they travel throughout the world, they're met by fans and people who really have not only an interest in them and their music, but they have a real interest in Detroit.
That Detroit brand name, right?
Yes, that Detroit brand name, that Detroit like music that's kind of beyond Motown and beyond what we know from Iggy Pop, M5, Bob Seger, and kind of rest with these guys, Kevin Saunderson, Juan Atkins, Derek May, Eddie Folks, Carl Craig. There's a lot of these guys that I would say if throughout the year, they probably do close to 200 and 250 dates throughout the year traveling, representing Detroit as some of our ambassadors in a way that people inside of Detroit kind of aren't knowledgeable of. And people in the States also aren't knowledgeable.
So you're kind of drawing the curtain for the rest of, for the rest of the world that is not as tightly plugged into the electronic music scene, and say, look what it's saying about Detroit to the rest of the world.
Without question. And it all started by a gentleman, Juan Atkins. He was doing a show in Amsterdam, and my partner, Jennifer, was like, we need to start making the next step and seeing what are these artists' lives outside of Detroit when they go do these shows. So in that trip alone, we were just able to see kind of, an excitement around Juan that we hadn't seen when we follow him at Movement or when we're with him as he goes through his daily activities in Detroit.
Christian, you know what they say, a prophet unheeded in his own land, right?
Yes, yes. It's definitely that case. And in some of our trips to Detroit and being at Movement Festival, which happens over the Memorial Day weekend, organization called Paxil House does 3 days down at Hart Plaza, which attracts over 100,000 people to the city over that weekend. And these people come from all parts of the globe. We've met people who tell us that, you know, Muslims go to Mecca, but techno lovers go to Detroit. And just that kind of thought alone made us say, hey, man, we have to really start connecting with these techno lovers and look at this as a possible tourism bridge as well. So that then took us to Tokyo with Derek May, and I could go on and on. But, you know, we've also been to Russia, Nizhny Novgorod, Russia, which is the Detroit of Russia. We met some young people online who had such an interest in Detroit techno that they had an actual Detroit techno festival in Russia that they invited us out to film and be a part of. So, you know, going to South Africa was really just one of the steps in kind of searching out how far the impact of the Detroit brand, in particular Detroit electronic music, has traveled around the globe.
Christian, when you talk to these fans in Russia and in South Africa and as you go around the world, what's their impression? What's their image of Detroit?
Yeah, their image of Detroit is an artistic utopia. Like, in spite of the realities of Detroit, Detroit's underbelly, you meet people in Russia or in South Africa who are excited that someone from Detroit is there. They see it as a badge of authenticity, that we are there, kind of checking out their scene. They look at what they see in terms of the Heidelberg Project, or they look at how the deteriorated buildings, how people are taking pictures, and they look at the graffiti and the street artists, and they look at that in some way as, the badge, the golden badges of artistic courage that are happening in Detroit in spite of the backdrop of it being bankrupt and crime and things that the flip side is the artist and kind of the movement that comes from those artists are really what they're inspired by and gravitate towards.
I'm speaking with filmmaker Christian Hill, whose documentary film is called Electric Roots, the Detroit Sound Project. And here you go. You get accepted at the Cannes Film Festival. And that must have given you a big boost in fundraising, didn't it? Because fundraising is really the do-or-die part of being a filmmaker.
You know, it definitely gave us a boost more in exposure. In terms of fundraising, we have yet to really tap into a reservoir of capital as of yet. Even to get to that point, we've had to kind of pool personal finances as well as work with television networks that aren't our ABC, NBC, CBS type, and work with them in terms of sharing content that we've shot with their network. I did a piece called Postcards Mandela that aired on the Africa Channel, which was really another 25-minute piece that was the flip side to our trip to South Africa, where I basically illuminated kind of modern-day South Africans' look on their country, you know, post Mandela's release and post the fall of apartheid. So that 25-minute piece was nominated for an NAACP award this past year. So I've had to kind of go into sometimes business deals with networks and say, hey, I'll do this for you. In turn, you'll do this for me, or you'll pay me to do this, and that then will allow me to kind of do the things that I want to do creatively. In terms of fundraising, really the micro grant that we received from the Awesome Foundation, Awesome Detroit, this past month is one of our first, big donations. A lot of the donations up until this point have been through friends, family, and people who believe in the project. We've also been selling T-shirts, taking a page from Spike Lee, you know, just trying to immediately merchandise kind of who we are and what we're doing and giving people the opportunity to be a part of it by buying a T-shirt or a sweatshirt. And that's helped to a certain degree. But
it's an uphill battle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an amazing uphill battle. And every day there's a new call for more. We need more money. So. Mm.
And then you made headlines, probably you really didn't want to. You were when some of your footage and equipment was stolen from your car when you were working in Detroit. Have you gotten any of that back?
You know, I'm still trying to remain positive. No, we haven't got any of it back yet. We put out a $1,000 reward for our Zoom a recorder, which really held all the audio from the 3.5 weeks I was there shooting in Detroit. I was there to shoot a festival called the Charivari Festival, which is one of the newer, events happening in Detroit that I really wanted to be a part of on the ground floor. So I was there 2 weeks out prior to the event and a week after in order to basically talk to as many as 20 to 30 DJs, tastemakers, and kind of a festival organizers to get the whole story. And in that, I shot over 1,000 gigs of footage. Of that 1,000 gigs of footage, I did not back up any of the separate, discrete audio.
Ooh.
So that basically has caused me a lot of heartache and headache because not only lose the audio, but I lost two camera bodies, two lenses, and a couple other, you know, some interviews that I had on a card. But on the flip side, in order to stay positive about it, like, I do have 1,000 gigs of footage that I have been going pouring through since I've returned just to find out how much I've now lost in terms of these interviews and the reality that I shot while I was there. That has been heartbreaking, but nonetheless, the city has rallied around me, my friends, organizations, as well as Devin Scillian at NBC Detroit, who really rallied around me, invited me down to Flashpoint, so I was able to speak with him on Flashpoint. So you're right. It's unfortunate, but this happening has allowed me to talk to a bigger audience and has allowed for people who were on the sidelines at one point in time to jump in and say, hey, I support you, and we want to help you in any way we can.
And for those who want to find out more, and I know your hope is to turn this into a full-length documentary.
Yes.
So those who want to support you or follow your progress, what's the website, Christian?
The website is DetroitSoundProject.com. And you can go there, and if you know, if you like, please donate. You can find more information about what we're doing. It'll also lead you to not only the trailer for our short film, but several other micro films that we've been kind of curating and making all along this process. Really, you can go to our website or our Vimeo page and see kind of how our story and our project has evolved through the videos on the site.
Filmmaker Christian Hill, his short documentary film is called Electric Roots, the Detroit Sound Project. There'll be a screening on September 27th of his film at the Charles Wright Museum in Detroit. You can get lots of information on the screening and on the progress of Christian's film at the website, DetroitSoundProject.com. Christian, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Hey, thank you. And again, I hope everyone has an amazing day.